some bumper music out and I added some.
Good stuff.
Try.
You know, this is one of the songs from that era that I can still listen to.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't want to ever hear Stairway to Heaven again.
With you there, brother.
Never, ever.
No, I agree.
I don't get a lot of requests for that at weddings.
Well, I would hope not.
No, I mean, used to.
Really?
Oh, and Bohemian Rhapsody was real big, too. Sure, sure. You know, I've told you before that when I get done doing this, I'm going to write a book. It's called Alcohol Was Involved.
Uh-huh.
Alcohol was involved in a lot of, yo, play Bohemian Rhapsody. Then 15 guys get out in the middle of the floor. And they can't.
Freebird!
They can't.
Freebird!
Yeah, well, I don't get that much either anymore. Although I have a really cool story about Freebird sometime. It just doesn't. But Hush, I like. And that, see, but that incarnation of Deep Purple mm-hmm. is totally different from the ones that did Smoke on the Water and Highway Star and, you know, that.
Guys,
it's a different group.
Guys, you got to stick to Sinatra.
To Frank. Okay, so go ahead, Raj, because I'm going to tell him about T-shirt.
Well, talking about blasts from the past, on the way back from the funeral, I drove through downtown Three Rivers, and the Kingston Trio is playing in Three Rivers.
Which one? Wow. Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah. Are any of those guys still alive?
I think one. One of them is. Yeah, John Stewart passed away, and I think there was another guy that passed away.
Right.
But there's a third member who's...
I was afraid it would be like Weekend at Bernie's with guitars. No.
Okay, wait a minute. Thank you. One of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh,
I love that movie. Bong. Did you hear that? What was it? I don't know.
Where have all the trio gone?
Yeah. I know.
Long time.
Well, my favorite song by them was Merry Minuet with a one line, and I don't like anybody very much. That's right. So what were we?
We weren't, really. I mean, we just
there was something I was going to mention to you. It was not Freebird.
Well, I mentioned Sinatra.
Sinatra. There's this shirt that says, to be is to do, Aristotle. To do is to be Plato, doobie doobie doo, Sinatra.
That's it.
That's a good one.
I like that. I have to get that shirt. It's good. By the way, we're going on the road. Did you know that, Raj?
Yeah, and beer's involved.
Yeah, well, that's probably why we're going on the
Remember
road.
Remember, we talked to Rich Magala.
Yeah.
And he said, we can drink beer there. And he sent me a pile of his cards for if we get picked up on the way home.
Well, you won't because I can't drink. So.
Oh, so you'll bring me home.
I'll sample a little bit. Pumpkin Ale is here. Pumpkin Ale. We're going to launch it on Monday. It's going to be cool. Steve's getting ready down at the Old Peninsula Brew Pub. And we're going to take the show on the road. We're going to be down there from 3 to 5 on Monday. This coming Monday, September 9th, again, live and in color. We're even going to bring the Trifecta coffee mug for display.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we got to keep it
cool.
In one piece.
That'll go to the Smithsonian at some point, I'm sure.
Or we may auction it off to the highest bidder and give the money to charity or something. I don't know. So anyway, but we're going to be down there, and I hear rumor that Jay actually might be there, too.
Jay who?
Yeah, well, that's, you know.
I remember
Morris, I think. Morris, yeah. But I know Gene Clem's going to be there because he said he would guest host with us. But if Jay's there, then, well, Denny, come on down. You know,
sure.
The whole gang.
Sure.
If you're connected with the show, apparently you have ins.
Sure.
I'll
be there.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. But anyway, we're going to be down there from 3 to 5 on Monday. So.
Hey, I got a question for Denny.
Yes sir.
Denny, as we get to know each other, an important thing in my mind, do you like Oberon?
Not really. To be honest with you. I like it.
Okay.
But overall, I'm not really a beer drinker.
Oh.
So let me put it that way.
Oh, okay.
That's the best way to put
it. That makes it more palatable.
Larry Bell, if you're listening, no slam against Oberon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not a beer drinker.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
So,
me either.
No. Now, if you're talking bourbon.
I'm glad you're in there. I don't want the lightning to hit me.
That's right.
Man. Probably have a, if lightning came down to hit you, it'd probably have an orange slice on it, too.
Yes.
Now,
which I don't want.
Now, I'll say this. As far as beer goes, I've tasted it, and it's good.
Mm.
As far as beer goes.
Proof that God loves us.
There you go.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'll put it that way. But again, I'm just not a beer drinker.
Okay. Oh, you passed that test, Denny.
Thank you.
So we have a text here that on you, Raj. I challenge Roger's assertion that college, it is almost entirely the academics calling out the ideas of conservatives and almost never the misguided ideas of equality of outcome rather than the equality of opportunity. Care to answer, mon frère? And from the other room, I hear, you know?
I'm not exactly certain how to respond to that.
I'm not sure what you said.
Yeah, I'm not certain what the point of this is.
And we were talking about the Michigan State professor, William Penn, who made comments of an inflammatory nature in his classroom about conservatives and closet racists and whatnot, and he has been suspended with pay. My assertion is, why is that guy still at Michigan State University other than the fact he's protected by the union? There is a time and a place when you can make comments like that in a classroom, in an unrelated class, unless he was making a point to try to get people to write on things, which I'm guessing this wasn't what it was.
Well,
that's not the place or the time to do that. You want to do it on a street corner in a protest? Or you want to talk to an interviewer or something, that's fine. You're working for Michigan State University as a professor of creative writing in this particular case. That ain't part of your job description.
But if he was trying to bring out the passion in creative writing of students, sometimes challenging them with ideas that are an affront to the way they think is a way of bringing that passion into the writing process.
Yeah, and that's a good point.
I would say yeah, but I don't think it's a challenge this time, Roger. I think it was closet threatening.
Well, I think the point is that the passion has to be there for writing to begin with. You have to have that. And if he's going to use something like this, maybe as an analogy, that would be one thing. But to press a point, to use it in that manner, I have to agree with you.
If he made other provocative comments in the teaching of creative writing, then we would need to see this in context to the overall work he does in the semester. If he uses other provocative statements to elicit a response from students to get their juices flowing, then I don't know that I'm uncomfortable with it.
Okay.
If he did rants on Republicans the whole semester, that's a different thing.
Okay, yeah. Now, I will agree with.
And
yeah,
we don't see from this article the context that this issue came up in. If he had made other provocative comments on other issues that bring out an emotional content, then that's what creative writing is about. You have to be engaged in it.
I'm just wondering how much Michigan State's having to backpedal with the parents of the kids in those classes.
Well, if he's doing it just for shock value, and I guess I have no other term but that to use for it, it's just cheesy.
Yeah.
It really is.
I mean, I hate to use this phrase because it's so overused. He should know better.
Yeah.
He really should.
You're right.
I will agree with Roger in some cases if he uses provocation all the way through the year and varies it, then that's fine. But it just seemed to me like these statements were aimed directly at people who are Republicans, and then also what he referred to as a closet racist. Well, there's a bunch of them running around loose.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to tell him that. I think everybody's a little racist one way or another. I don't think we've gotten to the generation yet.
No, I disagree with that.
But the thing is that, a little, maybe.
No.
Although there is a point in time, and this is something I used to have arguments with my coworkers who are African-American, because I had one who kept accusing me of being a racist one time. And I said, it's not your race that bothers me, Stanley. It's because you're stupid. And stupidity branches over everybody.
No, I don't like stupidity either.
I don't, saying, it has nothing to do with that. And I said, I resent being called that because this has nothing. I'm not doing this because of who you are. I'm doing it because of what you are. You're dumb.
Absolutely. In fact, it took me 15 years to like you.
That long?
Yeah.
Or that short a time?
Well, I was, that doesn't mean...
Roger hasn't gotten there yet.
No. We need to have a meeting after the show and give me some tips on how to like him.
I'll try.
Okay.
You got a couple hours?
Yeah. Okay. And because I've known him at least that long, and he hasn't rubbed off on me yet.
No.
I'm kidding, Jim.
Y'all having fun now?
You're a good friend.
Y'all having fun?
That's why I harass you.
Oh, I know. If you came in and didn't harass me. Well, him too.
Yeah.
Denny too.
You know me. I mean, you know me. I'm not going to apologize. you know me.
Brother.
That's right.
Amen.
I never do anything that I have to apologize for.
It ain't happening.
Yeah, get your hand in there.
That's right. Everybody can have it.
That's right.
Yeah. Rodgers, one of Rodgers' hot button issues. Well, I still don't think the guy should have a job, but that's okay. One of Rodgers' hot button issues is right to work. It's like, you know, you say right to work and he says, don't get me started.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back from Braco here, we're going to talk about right to work.
Ooh.
Because you know what? It's not out of the mainstream yet. And I'm wondering how it's going to tie in with the first topic we talked about today.
Well, I was looking for a little blood pressure booster
this
afternoon.
You got it.
There you got it.
You got it,
it's
brother.
It's good. It is the trifecta. It is Roger. It is Denny. It is Jim. It is 590 WKZO.
You know, I'm playing air guitar over here every break except for that damn dog song.
You didn't bark along? I did.
I heard you.
You're looking good. Looking good, Roger.
You got to be careful when you do air guitar at our age because you can pull something.
I know.
And then how do you explain that to the doctor in the ER, right?
Yeah.
So what happened? Air guitar.
I was doing the full windmill Pete Townsend thing.
Oh, I know.
Thing. Yeah.
I know. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. I love you. I mean, he was good on The Sopranos, but I love him with the E Street Band and by himself. Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good.
Good stuff.
And his head thing.
Oh, yeah.
Got to
have the do-rag.
Yep.
And he's got
What's
one of those.
What's that called?
Do-rag.
Do-rag.
Is it a do-rag? Yeah.
Yeah, do-rag.
And he had a look on The Sopranos that you wouldn't have to even pull a knife or a gun. He'd just kill you with a look. So, you know, it was good stuff. And I never watched The Sopranos.
Oh, I missed that show. I love it.
I had a friend who was a real big Soprano nut, and he would talk to me about it all the time. So.
My son gave me the set.
Oh, so hey.
I'm gonna,
he loves you, doesn't he?
It's going to be a wintertime thing.
Oh,
just
there
sit
you go.
Down
sit
and
down
just,
and
yep.
veg and watch the Sopranos.
Yep, exactly.
Roger loves Right to Work. Roger was in Lansing when they were doing the Right to Work.
Yeah, okay. it's a well-thought-out concept.
Had a red shirt with Mao on it or something. I forget what it was. Lennon. Lennon. That was it. Lennon. Yeah, Lennon.
All right.
You know, Jay and I went up there to do the show, and I think he was surprised that I wore a red shirt to do the show.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. I wasn't surprised. You were talking about it earlier.
I know.
I thought, well, this will work. It'll be fun. Can't see it on radio, but he's got a red shirt.
Well, and he was surprised that I would wade right into the crowd and talk to people.
Yeah, well.
Well, those are my homies.
They were your people.
Yeah.
Well, 5 months after it took effect, the law apparently still has a polarizing effect on people.
You think?
You think? there was a town hall meeting in Utica on Tuesday. And apparently, the union still is smacking around the governor and all the Republicans that did this. It says Gary Glenn, who is a president of the American Family Association of Michigan. I don't like him very much, but that's editorial remark. Those remarks were not meant to represent WKZO or anybody else in this room. He says, quote, I assume we don't have anybody here that believes the right to work prohibits unions. Somebody asked him, is your question rhetorical? We're brighter than that. Well, I have to go back to this, I guess, a little bit. And, you know, I kind of tend to agree with State Senator Tanya Shoemaker. And that is, she made a comment when this, you know, this all happened. That, yeah, we can complain at all about the MO behind it or how they did it. That was dirty pool. I'm sorry. That was dirty pool, doing it in lame duck, you know, ramrodding it through. Yes, okay. The effort was caca, okay? But the simple fact of the matter is she believed that this actually would make unions stronger because if somebody came to the and said, I don't want to belong to the union would have to show them why it's a good idea they do it. And I really subscribe to that. I think, yes.
We have a traffic note.
Is this something that I need to play something on?
No.
Oh, good. Okay.
No, we have a really bad traffic accident at Three Rivers at the traffic light on the north side of town.
Okay.
The first traffic light you come to heading toward Three Rivers.
Oh.
Where the, I don't know the name of the streets, I'm sorry, but the road that, that takes you right into downtown Three Rivers.
Okay.
That's where the accident is. They're closing the road there by the axle plant.
Okay.
Making you go around and then crossing 131 and going up through Moore Park to get back to the to 131. So northbound 131 is not only blocked but diverted south of the accident, and you can't get back on to way north of the accident.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, but that's okay. No,
traffic notes are important.
Yes, they are. So we were just talking about how I wasn't so much concerned about the right to work part of it as I was the method that they used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That probably upset me more than anything else, and a lot of people.
In a lame duck session.
Ramrodding it through, you know, doing this, doing that. But
no hearings.
No, yeah. You know, so anyway.
No public input. Doing it in the dark of night, undercover, sneaking it in on the people. Was that what you were saying?
Well, sort of, yeah.
Oh, okay. Did I embellish somewhat?
No, what are you really thinking, Roger?
Well, we've told you about holding back, buddy. Remember that? That's not a good thing.
You know, I sugarcoat everything.
Yeah, I said that I agree, and I know people don't agree with me on this one. A lot of people don't. But I agree with Tanya Shoemaker when she said this actually could make unions stronger, because if somebody doesn't want to join the union then has to convince them that that's the right thing that they should do. And not by strong-arm tactics, but by convincing them that representation by the union is the best thing for them. I actually thought it would do that. But apparently this is still a hot-button issue, and so I pose the question to you as we get ready to go into another break. I know right to work is 5 months down the road, but we're talking about the election season. Is it going to come up again when the election season pops up? Is the governor going to have to deal with this all over again?
Damn straight.
Yeah, so?
The unions aren't going to forgive and forget.
No way.
What was done to them. No, they're not. No. There is a perspective that said the only way to balance corporate greed is to allow workers to have an influence in the business and to negotiate with the corporate greedy people. With
corporate
there's
greedy
that sugar
people.
Coating again,
there
Benny.
It is.
You remember there's
the,
that sugar coating again.
Those corporate greedy people again.
Yeah, yeah. That conjures up the right mental picture.
That's right. That
the workers to have a fair chance to deal with companies like Walmart have to be able to organize.
Okay.
Individual workers can't take on a multinational corporation like Walmart and have any impact on that business at all.
But let's take an example of like Ford, for instance. Ford. Mm-hmm. Any workers after a certain point in time do not have to join the UAW if they don't want to, according
That's
to
correct.
The right to work. But I think what the UAW should be doing instead of stomping their feet and kicking and screaming and all that kind of stuff is saying, all right, so what do we have to do now to convince these people, the new people that are coming in, and there are new people coming in because we see employment's going
right.
up. We have to be able to convince them that the union is the best thing for them and that they really can't live without us.
You posed the question, will this be a hot-button issue in the fall of 2014? Do situations like this or hot-button topics like this really ever go away? I mean, really?
No.
Really? They don't.
I agree
they
with
don't.
You.
I
no.
mean, they don't. They never go away.
There are strong unionists who will go to their grave angry.
Oh, yeah.
About what the legislature did to them.
Yeah, and
right.
and I think
right.
it's an equal balance of why they're mad. They're mad because of the fact that it does appear to be targeted at trying to lessen the effect of unions.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also the way that it was done, and that I can't argue with. That I have no problem with. No, I think the state legislature screwed the pooch on that one. That was screwed. That they just did it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't do things like that. You just flat out don't. I mean, they did. They basically dragged the governor kicking and screaming into it, but that once it was done, he said, "Okay, fine, whatever."
Well, you threaten him with being primaried enough times, Rich DeVos gets his way.
Yeah. So, hey, Brian. You there?
Brian?
Hi, how you doing?
There
we
he
just
is.
Got our union bills because, you know, through your employer, they're not collecting anymore. And so it's itemized. And I like the state association and my local. I want to be a member with that, but I don't want to be a member with the national organization because it only supports my opposing political party, the Democratic Party, and it does nothing for me as a worker. So I'm going to try to not pay for the national organization dues, but continue to support my local and state organization because I believe they do the functions that a union is supposed to.
Brian, do you think there are any of your co-workers who would disagree with your perspective on the union?
Oh, sure. There's a lot of liberal co-workers that like the fact that the national organization is all for the Democratic Party.
Do
but
you
I
think
about,
it's
in
a...
In my workplace, there's about one-third of us that don't want to have anything to do with the national organization and two-thirds that do, and I think we should have the choice. I also disagree with requiring the union to serve a worker who chooses not to be in the union. I think that's illogical.
See, and that was right. that was a big part of this. You know, it didn't matter if you chose not to or if you said, well, no, I don't want to be represented. When it came time for contract time, they represented, you know, that particular person. So, yeah, I can see, and you know, I knew that was going to be a bone of contention through this. You know, you could just see that happening and thinking, uh-oh, here we go. You know, the union's being told, okay, not everybody has to join, but, oh, by the way, you have to represent them even though you don't.
Right, and I do know one situation where the fellow didn't join the union, but the issue was actually in the union's best interest to represent him in the conflict resolution because it was going to set precedent for other workers. So there could be a situation like that, but for somebody to voluntarily not choose to join an organization and then require that organization to represent that person doesn't seem logical at all. But I like my local, I like my state organization. They do what I think a union is supposed to. So
absolutely.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Brian. We appreciate it very much. Yeah, I can see that. You know, and there probably are a lot of UAW members who are Republicans, and maybe they don't like what the national is doing. But he, you know, he made a point. He's the local and state. They do what they do for me,
mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that.
And the national is just way too political anymore.
Yeah, that
and,
has and turned less away. Yeah, they've turned it, from less of a
political.
Union organization
exactly.
To a more of a I don't know what
political
you call,
action
political
committee.
Action committee. Yeah.
Basically. Are you suggesting that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is an apolitical organization as well?
Oh no.
No.
They are every bit. Perhaps even more political than the unions.
Oh, yes, no.
I don't think the
Absolutely.
Chamber of Commerce does much else.
No, they don't.
Argue for cutting wages and more right to work.
Yeah.
They're a very political organization. So when conservatives point at unions and shake their finger, they ought to look in the mirror.
So, Mr. Sports, put your hat on.
Okay.
Because we're going to have some fun here in a few minutes. CBS News, local news coming up, and then more of the trifecta, 590 WKZO. Well, he's not throwing stuff at me, so he must like this one, too.
Woof, 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 woof,
Don't,
woof.
Hey,
woof, woof,
I got
woof,
one
woof.
More break, bud. Keep it up in there. It
woof.
Is a it is the trifecta, 590 WKZO. Good stuff. I get to be out at the Touchdown for Diabetes this year, which is going to be fun.
It's the poster boy?
No, I'm going to be the MC. Schmuck. Ooh. What's the matter with you? You want to come help?
You and I both have diabetes.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Type 2. I sort of had it under control, and then pow!
Yeah.
You know, boom, it was over. So anyway.
I'm luckier than you.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, we're back. It's Mr. Sports in the control room there, and Denny Cooley. Mm-hmm. Who is also could be called you could be Dr. Sports too.
I would be Monsignor Sports.
Monsignor Sports. Okay, there we go.
I'm Catholic.
There
so.
We go. Yeah.
Monsignor
there we go.
Sports.
Thank you.
Now we're cooking and we have Dr. Sports here. Of course, Carolyn Binder.
Mike.
Oh yeah, that would help, wouldn't it?
She's only semi
That's
here.
Okay.
Okay, the, now the she's first, here. The first time Denny and I were on the air together for a women's basketball game, he asked my opinion, but he didn't pop me up.
Yeah, and so you're
then
right.
So then I started talking, and I go, wow, you finally found a way to shut me up.
There you go. Wait a minute. Thank you. There we go.
That one goes to him because that was his.
All right, so we have Mr. Sports, Dr. Sports, Monsignor Sports, and then me.
Right.
And I'm over
and
here.
And there you are.
So we have this thing called Pigskin Pick'em on 1660 The Fan, where Carolyn and I get to combine forces, sort of.
Ooh.
And we're the I'm hang on, we're the experts.
You look like experts.
Thank you.
You do.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's the easiest way to win prizes, people, because really, I mean, all you got to do, the top winners each week will get a $20 gift card to Wayside West, mm-hmm. which is a great deal. I've been there. Great food, great drink specials, everything else. You get 20 bucks to there, and everyone who beats us, which I'm planning on being most of the field that's in this this group so far, you will receive entry to the grand prize at the end of the season. And we're cooking up some great prizes. It's an all-inclusive prize pack, and you're going to want to get in on it. So go to sign up at 1660thefan.com. There's the Pigskin Pick'em in the quick links. It's that easy. Make your picks by tonight at 7:15 for the week, mm-hmm. and you're good to go.
So we're going to make our picks now.
Yep. Yes.
And we're going to pick great, too.
Are you kidding me?
No, we're going to pick great. Shut up, Jim. All right, so... we already picked Baltimore, Denver yesterday, but we can repeat it.
I said Denver.
I said Denver as well. All right, so the next game is New England at Buffalo.
And if you're looking at the same numbers I am, 96% for New England, 4% for Buffalo. And I'm going to have to agree with that field, or at least that number.
Makes sense.
Yeah, New England. Hey, Mr. Sports, you can chime in here, you know.
About what?
Picking the teams if you want to. About what? I'm sorry. Yeah, I gotta get you one there. Yeah. Hey, your about learning what? Curve hit a wall in there or what? Come on,
about
bud.
What?
I was what? With this all until you started talking about best baseball or whatever. What sport is this?
This is football. What? Football.
Oh. Yeah, it is that time of
year.
As my friend Andy Griffith once said, what it was football.
Oh, okay.
Man, we're going to take forever on these picks. All right, New England over Buffalo. The next one is Chicago and Cincinnati.
I'm taking the upset.
You want to go upset?
I'm going to go upset. I'm going to go Cincinnati.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I just picked Cincinnati for us, so
okay.
If that's what
Well,
does...
no, I thought, oh, are we going to pick these together? Okay. I love
what?
It. Do you see that big button on her forehead? Pow!
You guys only have 15 minutes.
I know, right? Here we go. All right. Miami-Cleveland. Wow.
I would say Cleveland because they're playing in Cleveland.
Yeah, okay. Maybe. I'll go with that. Rock in a hard place.
That game could last till October.
Yeah, hope not.
This is a good one. New Orleans-Atlanta. I'm going to have to go with New Orleans.
Hmm. Okay, all right.
I'd go with New Orleans, too.
New Orleans is fun.
I would take Atlanta.
Monsignor, you're going to be going to Atlanta?
I would take Atlanta.
Should we take the Monsignor pick?
You know what? Yeah, let's take the Monsignor pick.
All right, that's the Monsignor pick.
And if it doesn't happen,
Atlanta.
We're going to chase the Monsignor down the hallways.
There we go. All right, this one's easy. Tampa Bay, New York Jets.
Are you kidding me?
Don't go with the butt fumble, which is the Jets.
Well, the kid's going to start at quarterback.
Is it Geno?
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm really picking Tampa Bay.
For Coach Fleck, we're going to go with Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, yeah, that's right.
Tampa
Bay is going to row the boat this week.
They sure are. Here's another easy one. Tennessee and Pittsburgh.
Steelers.
Yeah, hello.
I'm going to take the Steelers, but I think Chris Johnson's going to run crazy.
He will. So.
All right, Detroit and Minnesota. And because you said you – and your fantasy team – you why is Denny laughing? And your fantasy team, you dropped Matthew Stafford. And you're notorious – From Lions fans everywhere, I want to say thank you for doing that, and I'm picking Detroit. Thank you for doing that because you dropped Matthew Stafford. That means we're going to win this week.
Well, but I still have Megatron in my lineup. And
that's
here's
okay.
The,
no,
here's
that's
the,
okay.
And I dropped him for a good reason because Eli Manning's playing against Dallas, and he kills Dallas every time.
All right, speaking of a Manning brother, Indianapolis or Oakland?
Oh, wait a minute.
I know
Manning,
that,
he doesn't play there anymore.
I know.
But it's still an easy pick.
Yeah.
Indianapolis.
Colts, hello.
Yeah.
Seattle and Carolina.
I'm going to say Seattle, and there's a reason why, because was a couple of organizations picked them to win the Super Bowl this year.
Right.
Exactly.
You know?
They
got a coach who's a tool, but that's okay.
That's all right. Kansas City, Jacksonville.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, let's see. Kansas City.
Okay. I'm just letting you go.
Sure.
And then I can just blame this all on you.
Okay.
Arizona, St. Louis.
I'm going to take St. Louis, but I think Fitzgerald's going to go nuts.
Yeah, Fitzgerald is the only one there.
Yeah,
that's gonna
but I mean,
have a game.
He's not going to be able to beat St. Louis by themselves.
Yeah, I agree. St. Louis,
Green Bay, San Francisco.
Ooh.
Yeah, here you go.
Ooh, man.
I might go Monsignor.
Where's that game for?
It's in San Francisco.
It's in San Francisco.
You got to take the 49ers.
You think so?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. The Monsignor says 49ers.
Right,
we'll take the 49ers.
Yeah.
Philadelphia, Washington. Man, what about these matchups in Week One?
I know
it is pretty cool. I think is going to happen? Seriously, I think that RG3 is going to get hurt in the first.
So you want to go with Philly?
I would take Philadelphia.
You see in the numbers
because
I'm
Michael
seeing?
Vick has looked great.
He has,
and he's got the mindset, and he just got out of bankruptcy, so he's happy.
All right, I'm picking Philadelphia.
All right, pick Philadelphia.
Houston, San Diego.
Yeah.
Hello. Not wow. even a.
You don't
wow.
even have to
choice.
Pray over this one, yeah. Monsignor.
Okay, yeah, now that's... This is the intriguing one. We have to guess the score of the New York Giants and Dallas Cowboys game. So we're basically giving.
Obviously, I'm going to take the Giants.
Right.
Because I think they go down there and
final
they
final
beat up.
Score, or score for each. So
well, let's see how many interceptions is Romo going to throw?
42.
I bet he throws three.
Okay.
And
at
and
least.
I'm going to say the game is probably going to be. Oh boy, 26-13.
Well, what did you say? Four picks?
No, three picks.
Three picks.
Romo, three picks and one will
so
be returned.
So at least go one
touchdown.
More touchdown.
All right. So, well, so 33, or go 28. 20. All right, 28-13. How's okay. that?
All right, 28-13.
Yeah, I'm assuming right. John has some input into this, Roger.
Fasten your seatbelt. He's wants to talk to you about your comment about the Seattle coach. I don't know what the name was, but
he's
not happy with
Hold
you.
Hold on, we got one more pick before he makes the team that you are 100% sure is going to win this week.
Seattle.
Okay. On that note, let's take the phone call.
All right. No,
there you go.
John, I only call him that because of what he did at USC. As a pro coach, I'm going to give him kudos.
Oh, we would be lucky to get him at the Lions. When he was available, he was available. The Lions were going after their coaches, and he's done a lot for the disadvantaged people in the Seattle area or California when he was California's coach. There.
But he was still a tool at USC because of what he did. I mean, that's just. But I'm glad he went back. You know, his first shot at the pros,
I'm
he wasn't good.
I'm unaware of it. What you're talking about? I just remember. When
well,
he was
USC got smacked around a little bit by the NCAA because of some stuff that he did when he was there. But
oh, right, okay.
You know, but then again, he had help too. Reggie Bush helped out in that too.
Yeah,
so. Okay, that was what it was.
Now,
yeah,
we in Seattle, you know, has been picked by a couple of organizations to be the Super Bowl champ.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's taken Seattle. They were kind of – I just really wish that the Lions could have gotten him. Because
you,
really
and
taken,
Denny,
taken
the Monsignor will remember this. Do you know the other big-time coach the Lions screwed up getting? Do you remember?
No.
You have to remind me.
Don Shula was a backfield coach, and the Lions didn't interview him, and he went to Baltimore.
Yep. Right.
Really?
I remember that.
You want another piece of Lions trivia before we go?
Yep.
If the Lions had signed all of their draft picks from some of the 1960s, you would have had Fred Biletnikoff and John Hadle in a Lion uniform.
Oh,
they
man.
Both got drafted by the Lions, and then they
and
signed
then they
with
really
the AFL.
They jumped to the AFL.
They signed
yeah.
to the
right.
AFL.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's my team, baby.
And you're welcome
on,
to them.
On John's note, I really think Pete Carroll's more suited. His coaching style is more suited for the NFL.
Yeah,
and his
right.
his attitude
right.
is more
yeah.
suited
and
for
I
the
think
NFL.
He's doing a lot better than they did
yeah.
the first time around. So I just think he screwed up at USC. But you know what? Go Seattle. I'm all for it. But I won't root for you because if I do, you'll lose. That's like the law, I guess, around here or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It is.
Thanks, John.
Thanks,
we appreciate
John.
It.
Thank you.
Yeah, I. yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So our picks are in.
Go make
your
picks. 1660thefan.com. Pick,
right.
skim, pick them. Go ahead and beat us up because we can't keep these prizes.
And then,
so.
You know, we'll check and see how we did, you know, next week and
yep.
how the Monsignor and Mr. Sports and everybody. And
there you go.
All right.
All right, we're
going to
talk a little bit about Jim Leland entering the world of politics.
This oh, good.
Funny.
More sports.
Oh, this is funny. I'm sorry. It is the trifecta.
Fuck. Thanks, guys. We have
Say
a listener eastbound on 94 just about to enter the Galesburg Triangle.
All right.
And he asked Monsignor for a moment of prayer. There you go, my friend.
You go into the Galesburg Triangle. And
that's, you need it. You need it, buddy. That's right.
So anybody hear the comments the Boston mayor made about the city of Detroit and how, you know, and all this kind of crap? And Jim Leland, who is not normally your political aficionado, has decided to enter the ring. Leland said Wednesday afternoon, and we used the quoting fingers, he ought to worry about fixing up the visiting clubhouse at Fenway Park. And then I liked, because the mayor, whoever this guy is, Menino, had said something about blowing up Detroit and starting all over again. And then Dave Bing, of course, who's the mayor in Detroit, said, called him insensitive. I think Leland has the great, and the thing is that a lot of people consider it the worst visitors clubhouse in the American League.
Well, it's the oldest.
It is the oldest.
So, I mean, yeah. What are you going to get?
I mean,
yeah.
It's the same situation in the National. It's the
American League equivalent of Wrigley Field.
Right, of Wrigley. Right. And you tour Wrigley and they say, well, it's nostalgic and it's historic and all this stuff. And you're touring it. And as a tourist, you're like, oh, it's great. Yeah, it's fun. But then you're trying to think of it as like you utilizing it. Yeah. And from that perspective, and it's crap. It's absolute crap.
It is.
Now, the mayor did say he made a mistake and he apologized. Too late!
This reminds me of Ernie Harwell's story. They asked him when they were taking Tiger Stadium down, closing that down, 99 season. They said, are there any artifacts you're going to take from, you know, from the old stadium to keep? And he said, if I was to take one thing, I would take a urinal from the visitors' locker room because all the great ones used it.
There you go. Yeah.
Right? I mean, think
That's
about
the
it,
truth.
Right?
That's right? The truth.
Man was smart. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, and I, as a sports fan my entire life, obviously, now working in this field, there's a lot to be said about nostalgia and history and all. Of course, I appreciate all that stuff. But using it and being able to utilize it to its full potential and making it, in this day and age, call us spoiled, but we need accoutrements.
Yes.
We need to be able to use the space. And I toured Fenway a long time ago. I don't really remember the locker rooms per se. That was not something that really stuck out to me, but maybe there's a reason for that.
Sure.
You know? She used the word accoutrement.
Yeah. I did. Accoutrement.
Accoutrement.
There you go.
That's the word of the day.
But you add class wherever you go.
I give it my best shot.
I'm telling you.
If they ever tear down this building, I don't want the urinal. I just want to be on record. I don't need it. Okay. We've all used it, but I don't need it.
I'm gonna get us all in trouble. Is there anything in this building that you want to keep?
I'll get back to you.
Crickets.
Great. Yeah. Yeah. And we hear. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the last thing I want is the urinal. Yeah.
My tennis racket.
Yeah, that's we had to auction it.
That's worth saving.
Yeah, of course.
All right, we're back tomorrow with State Representative Margaret O'Brien. And Denny, thanks again for coming in.
Hey, yeah, Denny, you're fun. I like you. You can come back anytime.
Denny will be back. 5 o'clock afternoon news is next, 590 WKZO.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.